Paul, it's been a really topsy-turvy start to the season for you. What did you make of it today?
Look, first half, we didn't get started. You know, probably a little bit better than as simple as that. The manner in which we lost the goals, you know, two corners and a throw-in, is really poor from our point of view, because people have designated jobs to do, and they didn't fulfil them. We got punished for it. Second half was much better. Passed the ball, we pressed them a little bit more, got the goal, and looked as if we might be able to get back into it, and then Harry's been wrongfully sent off. That's our opinion of it. And then the game fizzled out after that. But we can't start games like that. You know, as good as the players have been over the first two games with the two victories and the clean sheet, that was sloppy, really sloppy first half.
Yeah, we'll come to the sending off in a moment. But did you have a lot to say at half time then, based on your view of that first half?
Yeah, look, we told them to go out and get a bit of pride back, because it wasn't what they've shown me in training. It wasn't what they've shown in the two games. You know, we've looked resilient without being at our best football wise. You know, what we need to do now is learn from it. You know, and maybe if we'd got a result today, it might have papered over a few cracks that we knew as a staff we had. But what we won't do is get too despondent about it. You know, we never get too carried away after the first two wins, and we won't get too down about today. We know it's going to be a long season, it's going to be a tough season, and we also know there's going to be a little bit of patience involved as well. You know, and once the group gels together a little bit better, because they have been together a short space of time, the better we'll be.
Of course, the warning was clear. Pope and Williamson are prolific strikers, aren't they?
They are, and at this level they're a proper anvil, and we knew about that. You know, they're a good side. You know, and we were under no illusions coming into the game today that it was going to be a tough game.
Before we come to the sending off, very harsh, it certainly appeared, and you were obviously not happy with it, of Harry Forrester. Did you feel, as I certainly did watching, that Carl Dickinson should have been shown a straight red card early in the second half? The referee gave nothing then.
It's not not for me to comment on other players. You know, we feel that a couple of decisions didn't quite go our way today. You know, the third goal, there's a foul on Jed Steer, blatant foul on Jed Steer, before the lads put it in. So we feel a little bit hard done by.
You won't comment on the Dickinson one. It's certainly one or two observers had a clear view of that, and it made it rather more ironic when actually one of your players was sent off. How did you see that incident?
If anything, it's a borderline penalty on Harry. You know, he's running for the ball, he's getting pushed all over the place, and as he's stumbling, he's trying to make an attempt for the ball. You know, he don't even think he's caught the goalkeeper. So that's bizarre at best.
Did you think the reaction of the Port Vale players had something to do with the referee going to the linesman?
I'm not going to comment on that. I'll comment on my own players. You know, MD knows Harry Forrester. He's not that sort of player that would leave his foot in there. As I said, if anything, we felt it was a possible penalty on him.
You talked earlier about papering over the cracks. So quite clearly, you'd like to further strengthen this squad, would you, before the end of August, if you can?
Yeah, but it's looking doubtful at the minute. You know, the group we've got is the group we'll go with. We've shown signs that we can be very good. We've shown today that the group needs a little bit more time together. That's only going to happen, and we're only going to improve by the more games they play together. You know, we weren't thinking going into today's game, because after one league game we were top of the league, that we're getting carried away. We know it's going to take time. But as I said, they're only going to get that the more they play together.
There's no real scope to strengthen financially at this moment. You fully accept that, do you, Paul?
Yeah, of course you do. You get on with it.